In the gospel reading today, we hear about an event that is of great importance to us to recognize how the Lord works in our lives. We hear about the apostles out fishing, that they had caught nothing all night long. The Lord tells them simply to cast off the right side of the boat, they'll catch something. They caught all these fish, hauled them ashore. That's pretty cool all by itself. That's not the point. Because when they got to shore, the Lord told them to bring some of the fish that they had caught. But even at that point, there were already fish on the fire. In other words, Jesus didn't need the apostles to go and catch some fish, but the apostles needed to be able to do something. God doesn't need you or me to do anything either, but we need to do something. In other words, God has all the power in the world. He can do whatever he wants, and he has chosen by his free will to allow us to cooperate with him, which is a pretty astounding thing all by itself when you really think about it. God, who doesn't need anything, actually allows us to work with him. But now it's our choice. Will we do it? The apostles had worked all night, and then Jesus said, well, just throw the net off through the right side and you'll find something. Most of us would probably say, look, who are you? I've been fishing all night, and Peter was a fisherman for a living, and now you're going to come and tell us, here, just do it this way and you'll find some fish? But they were willing to do what he said. And then St. John recognized him. Now, it's important to see that, obviously, the point of the loaves and fishes and so on, it points to the Eucharist. In St. Luke's Gospel, we have the two disciples on the road to Emmaus recognizing the Lord in the Eucharist. Here we have the Eucharist once again. But even there, the beloved disciple recognized Jesus even before they were recognized him in the Eucharist. But the other thing, too, that each one of us can ask ourselves, and this perhaps is maybe the greatest question for us today. When Peter heard St. John say, it is the Lord, he jumped in the water and swam to be with Jesus. Now, he could have stayed with the other apostles. They were only a couple of hundred yards offshore. They could have just hauled everything in and been with the Lord. That wasn't Peter. He jumped in the water, left the fish behind, left his friends behind, because he wanted to be with Jesus. Ask yourself, how much do you want to be with Jesus? If someone pointed him out to you, what's your response? Because that's what we have to look at. If God has chosen to allow us to cooperate with him, that means we have to choose to cooperate with him. We are being given opportunities all day long, and we miss them because we don't recognize the Lord. Now, of course, if there was somebody walking on the water or floating or whatever, we might say it is the Lord. If there was somebody like a Mother Teresa or a Padre Pio, we might say, well, this is a person of God. This is a holy person. No problem. But that's not usually how God hides himself. It's behind somebody that we don't necessarily expect. For some of you, it's going to be your spouse or your kids, or maybe for the kids, it's your parents or a friend. Or maybe it's somebody doing something that really tests your patience. Maybe it's somebody that you don't like, and God is giving you the opportunity to practice charity. It's going to be in circumstances that we don't expect. And if we can have that same response as St. John, Dominus est, it is the Lord, And then if we can have the same response as St. Peter, we don't need to jump into the water, but we need to be able to recognize this is the Lord at work, using this person, hiding behind the facade of this individual or this situation. The Lord is there in the midst of this, and he is allowing me the opportunity to cooperate with him. If we can see it that way, we can do some wonderful things. He doesn't need it, but we do. And what a wonderful gift that he has given us, not only to grow in virtue, but to be able to serve the Lord, to be with Jesus. Now we can be with him in the Blessed Sacrament, and that's a wonderful thing. But what happens when we leave Mass? What happens when we leave the Blessed Sacrament Chapel? We encounter him all over the place. But do we recognize him? Because obviously the apostles didn't recognize him at first. He was just some guy up there on the shore. Had a charcoal fire going, had some bread and some fish up there. It didn't look like Jesus. It wasn't till after they recognized the miracle that had happened that St. John understood who it was. So he's going to come to us in hidden form, in lots of different hidden forms. And we have to be able to see through the facade so that we can say it is the Lord. And then, by that grace, we can cooperate and we can be with him in whatever the circumstance would require.